الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد Dear viewers of Hunting Channel, Alhamdulillah, we are once again privileged to interview a revert to Islam, our brother Shuaib, who is from Johannesburg city, township of Soweto. And we have mentioned previously about Soweto, the largest township in South Africa. Soweto is in the city of Johannesburg, Gauteng in South Africa. Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami is working. We have Fizane Umme Attar in Soweto, and a lot of work is happening there. And Alhamdulillah, we have with us our brother Shuaib Attari. So, brother Shuaib Attari, can you first tell us a little bit about your background?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Shuaib. I'm 19 years old. And shukran, alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim, even though my parents are not Muslim. So, I accepted Islam in a school called Darul Falah College. Then from there, we were always performing Salah and making wudu. So I thought to myself, I'm a Muslim, even though I wasn't a Muslim.
So this is, you joined a Muslim school?
Yes.
And what made you join the Muslim school?
Because my mother made us to choose if we want to go to Muslim school or to other schools, even though we didn't know about Muslims.
Okay. You didn't know about Muslims?
Yeah, I didn't know about Muslims.
And your mother, she didn't know about Muslims either?
Either, she didn't know.
But why did she make you go to that school? Why not any other school?
Because we wanted to go in Chelsea so we can learn English.
Okay. So you were interested in learning better English? Alhamdulillah. See, plan.
Yeah.
He chose for you Islam, alhamdulillah. So you're saying you're making wuzu and making namaz, and you have still not accepted Islam at that stage?
Yeah, I didn't accept Islam.
Because everybody else is doing it, you did it.
Yeah.
And you're dressing?
I was wearing kurta.
And you're not a Muslim at that stage. Alhamdulillah. Because of Bandi Chal, as you say, because he joined a school that was of the Islamic school, and they teach the normal curriculum, right? And so, because the uniform was that, so he used it, alhamdulillah. And what do you say, at this stage, he hadn't yet accepted Islam. Then carry on. How? What made you, and when did you accept Islam? After how long?
Then, maybe it took me 1 month or 2 weeks. I'm not sure, but yeah, it could have been long.
Yeah.
So, my brother first went to the Ulum.
Yeah.
Then, I was wishing to go to the Ulum too, so I can learn more.
Right.
Then, while I was going home, always when I'm going home, I was always practicing assalamu alaikum, until it did went to my head. I memorized it. Then in a month, I went to the Ulum and to join my brother. Then from there, I thought I'm still a Muslim, even though I wasn't a Muslim. Then one of my friends asked me, did you learn Kalima? I said, what is Kalima? He said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then I said, no, I don't know anything. Then he taught me. Then from then I learned it. Even my Mulana was teaching me the Quran. He was patient with me because he knew I'm still a new Muslim.
Masha.
Then I learned it, everything. From then they told me I'm a Muslim. Then the name Shuaib, I got it from my friend. His name is Hussein.
Yeah.
He asked me, what is my name? I told him my Zuri name. He said, no, you have to get a Muslim name. I said, what is Muslim name? He said, your name from my Shuaib.
MashaAllah. Do you love that name?
MashaAllah.
Okay. What was your impression of Islam before you joined Islam? Say, before you even went to the Islamic school, what is your impression about Islam? But did you hear any, like, because you weren't in the Muslim environment, what did you hear about Islam? Did you have negative views or no views?
I did not hear any negative views until I was a Muslim.
Oh, until you're Muslim?
Yeah, until you're Muslim.
Then who gave you negative views?
So many people, so many friends.
Let's talk about that, because see, this is something for you, somebody channel, you need to know. It's not very easy for a person whose whole background is not being not an Islamic environment. Background is where there are people who, sometimes the people are hostile to Muslims, who don't like Muslims, and if someone in their midst become a Muslim, it can cause problems. So you have some, as you said, he had some, let's talk about that. What problem you underwent?
Shukran, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there were no bad talking about Islam until I accepted Islam, I became a Muslim. So I was always able to answer their questions, and I always tell them, we don't believe in idols, we only believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No, but how were they were angry with you? What did they try to stop you or make you revert or change?
They were not angry at me, because I was always know what I'm talking, yeah. And they will always believe what I'm talking.
But were they like upset you became a Muslim?
No one was upset. One of our neighbor, he was always telling us, how can you become a Muslim? Islam is for Indians, yeah, not for black people.
When you meet other people who also reverted to Islam, and they come to realize that you reverted, how is their reaction?
Alhamdulillah. Their reaction is not so bad.
Yeah.
They're always so excited to me, because I always so good to them,
yeah,
too.
Obviously, the thing is, as you mentioned, your family and friends, you didn't have as much opposition as other people. Now, how did you learn more about your knowledge of Islam right now? And obviously, you joined Daud Islami. Can you tell me when you joined Daud Islami?
I only came here this year.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. January.
Yeah. And okay, how are you involved in the masjid of Daud Islami in Soweto?
No, I went there because I have to stay for 10 days.
MashaAllah.
Then I'm going back to KZN so I can complete my 20 days.
Alright, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Oh, you came for kafira?
No, actually, in Joburg I came for soccer.
Alright.
Then I was always searching for mosque where I can go and perform masala.
MashaAllah.
Then I found it that mosque. So I'm always there now.
So when you go back to Natal, you're going to, because you know, Daud Islami is all over South Africa, alhamdulillah. So you continue. You heard about kafilas?
Yes.
And inshallah, you must join in the Durban. There's very active members who are active in the work of Daud Islami, Tabi and kafila. So you must try your best to join kafilas, inshallah. And the other question I have, now what is your plan for the future?
My plan for the future, all I'm wishing is to complete my Quran and become a Hafiz in the Quran.
Oh, you become a Hafiz in the Quran? MashaAllah.
Become a Hafiz in the Quran. So then afterwards, I can do everything.
Yeah. So, alhamdulillah. At the moment, how much are surahs? You know, you learn surahs?
Yeah, I learn surahs.
Alhamdulillah.
But I'm not sure how many I know.
Alright, MashaAllah.
Oh, you want me to read it?
No. You know that the founder of Daud Islami is Hazrat Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Alhamdulillah, he founded Daud Islami, and his single-handed effort has resulted in today millions of people throughout the world. Alhamdulillah, the work of Daud Islami has spread to over 200 countries. Alhamdulillah, you find that we are so fortunate that the founder of Daud Islami, alhamdulillah, is due to his sincerity and his commitment to serve the deen of Islam, and due to obvious spiritual help, that this work of Daud Islami has spread rapidly throughout the world. And in a very short space of time, over 200 countries, we have the work of Daud Islami being practiced, alhamdulillah. And what you must try and do, obviously, is read the books. Many of the books are written by Amir al-Sunnah, and many of the books are translated. So you want to know and learn more about Islam, try, obviously, read as many books as you can. Some of them are, we call in Urdu, Risala, booklets. And they cover various topics. And the most important thing in this book is to change your character, to make you a better Muslim, to have an understanding of why you have been sent into this world. So once you understand that, you find your commitment, you want to become a Hafiz of Quran, you become even more committed. Sometimes people become so committed, they say, I want to spend the rest of my life preaching Islam. They become alims. So, but for you to get the inspiration means learn more. And alhamdulillah, when I was young, we had difficulties in getting books in English with the correct belief. There were, I must say, there were, but not as much. Now, alhamdulillah, the Islam has got so many, got over 100 departments, and one of the departments is the printing department. And the print books, you won't believe the numbers. And in many languages, it's translated, alhamdulillah, for us. So, alhamdulillah, as you say, there's many, many departments of Dawat Islami and doing wonderful work. And I really thank you for your commitment and your sharing your life with us, alhamdulillah. May Almighty Allah keep on inspiring you. And viewers of Madni Channel, I hope that after seeing this and seeing how Dawat Islami has inspired our young brother, Shoaib, that now he is committed to becoming a Hafiz of Quran after completing schooling. How many of us are motivating our children to become either Hafiz of Quran or become Alim ad-Din? At least one person in your family, motivate, because this for you is going to be the wealth of the Akhirah. Because you know, a person becomes Hafiz, how many people in his family he will take to Jannah, provided he becomes a practicing Hafiz. That means understanding and practicing what is in the Holy Quran. So may Almighty Allah inspire us all to learn more about our deen. And not only learn, but to practice. And then we know that we are, alhamdulillah, in, as you said, in South Africa, and even here, the impact of Dawat Islami is being felt. And in South Africa, we have over 50 centers. And when the Grand Shura came not long ago, he, in fact, said that he wants to make 112 masajid. He committed himself. Alhamdulillah, we're almost halfway there. And inshallah, soon, with his inspiration, we will reach the target, maybe even more, because the work of Dawat Islami is spreading. So therefore, we need people like our brother Shoaib, who is committed to become Alim ad-Din. So you also, viewers of Madni Channel, why leave yourself out? Obviously, there is a need, alhamdulillah, to get more people trained to become Alims, not only in South Africa, but Dawat Islami give you the opportunity. Because even if you go to other countries, Western countries, the work of Dawat Islami is spreading there as well. And they are also looking for English-speaking Alims. So how fortunate you are that you have an opportunity to join the environment of Dawat Islami. And also, we have Jamia here in South Africa. You want a child to become an Alim. The one beautiful thing about Dawat Islami is everything is free of charge. To become an Alim, accommodation is provided free of charge. Food is given free of charge. Tuition is given free of charge. No charge at all. All you got to do is send your child and say, become an Alim, inshallah. And by you doing this, you're also paving for success for you in this world and the Akhirah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.